93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got a look in the news. Britt, what's going on?
It's more than a month before the official start of winter, but it already feels like it in the D.C. area with highs in the 30s today and tomorrow. In other news, two Maryland Army Reserve units are joining the fight against Ebola outbreak in West Africa. About 100 soldiers from Maryland will head to the region next spring after receiving special safety training. Prince George's County Police are releasing a new flyer to catch a suspect in a Landover murder. 32-year-old Emory Hersey of Southeast Washington was stabbed to death early Sunday morning in the 8500 block of Landover Road. Investigators say the killing happened as a part of a fight which broke out during a party at a banquet hall. A teenager is recovering from serious injuries after a beating at Suitland High School. After 5 hours of surgery, 16-year-old Draquan Yates remains hospitalized. There's no word on any arrest. A man badly injured in an Aspen Hill crash is dead. 21-year-old Anal Abuhaya of Gaithersburg tried to flee from police at a traffic stop Saturday night. Police gave up the high-speed chase, but found the man unconscious on a sidewalk after being ejected from his vehicle along Aspen Hill Road. He was taken to the hospital in grave condition. A Manassas man is being accused of attacking a police officer and a police canine. Prince William County detectives say 30-year-old Raymond Leshinsky Jr. banged the door of an off-duty police canine officer on Bradley Forest Drive Sunday night. A struggle took place that resulted in injuries to the officer and the suspect. And RG3's future as a Washington football player seems uncertain, as Coach Gruden says the quarterback's performance on Sunday was not even close to being good enough, showing fundamental flaws. More on that in sports. I'm Britt Netcher, KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.